Commentator Gwen Macsai is the mother of two boys, and she has no idea how to prepare her sons for the craziness of girls.
My sons have a total of 4 emotional gears: happy, sad, mad, and hungry. My daughter's emotional landscape, on the other hand, is like a tempest. She's been this way since she was 4, and I've been this way all my life, so by now I'm pretty much used to the minefield that needs to be gingerly navigated 300 times a day. But now they're getting older, and as I watch the boys blow milk out of their nose laughing at fart sounds while their sister is upstairs reenacting King Lear at the Globe, I wonder, how do I prepare the happy, sad, mad hungries for the diary-writing, drama-queening, secret-sharing, party-planning, friendship-analyzing, phone-mongering, psychological tsunamis that await them? And I can tell you, I have no idea. If you were walking into a black hole, a vacuum, an abyss, you'd have a better idea of what to expect than these poor innocents do as they toddle off on the road to adolescence. They're like so many Mr. Magoos, completely blind to the maelstrom of X chromosomes that are going to run circles, laps, tornadoes around them. In the hall, they'll be saying hi to a girl in passing. In a nook, in a doorway, in a sub-hall of the hall, the girls and her friends will be analyzing the high for tone, pitch, timbre, level of enthusiasm, accompanying smile, or lack thereof, demeanor, head movement, neck direction, gait, swagger, and of course, sincerity. In class, he will be assigned a science project with a group of students that will include a girl. At a sleepover, the girl and her friends will consult a Ouija board, tarot cards, an apple stem, dandelion fluff, horoscopes, cosmo quizzes, older sisters, and possibly even the Almighty herself as to the site of their first kiss, the design of her wedding dress, the names of their kids, and the kind of glasses he would look best in. On the phone, he will call a girl to get a missed homework assignment. In the cafeteria, he will suddenly have seats reserved for him, and stormy backroom tears when he doesn't even see that there's an empty chair achingly waiting for him that bears an invisible sign with his name on it. I really have no idea how to prepare them for the mind reading that will be expected of them, the Freud-like analysis of the relationship, the feigned enthusiasm over new purchases, the level of cleanliness the likes of which they've never even dreamed of. You may as well come away with a doctoral degree of some kind for all the preparation this can take. But maybe this isn't something you can really prepare for, this careful merging of the gangly and gawky on the overcrowded rush hour prepubescent highway. You just have to have a few fender benders of your own. And in the meantime, I'll just be relegated to the passenger seat like a road test administrator at the DMV, able to see head-on collisions long before they happen and completely unable to do anything about it. So go forth, my little happy, sad, mad hungries. Venture, travel, trek, globetrot. I may not be able to guarantee that you'll be prepared for every part of the nail-biting, confidence-grinding, psyche-smashing journey, but you know, if you always knew where you were going, what fun would the trip be?
Gwen Macsai hones her child-rearing skills in Evanston, Illinois.